Here's a quick little story that'll make you smile. Where do you think most firearms are produced in the United States? Which state? I'll give you a couple seconds. Where do you think? Well, the United States has the largest firearms market in the world, and this New England state produces over 20% of America's guns. According to a Gallup poll, over 40% of U.S. residents claim they live in a household with at least one gun. Now, you and I both know that that number is much, much higher because many of us would never tell pollsters what we have in our homes. Why? Because it's none of their business. Now, according to an article by 24/7 Wall Street, which I'll link down below, NSSF reports that in 2023, the firearms industry pumped $90 billion into the U.S. economy. They want to get rid of guns. What are they going to do to make up that kind of money? ATF has revealed that 1 million more guns were manufactured between 2020 and 2022 than were made in the entire decade from 2000 to 2010. Wow. I'm going to tell you a ton about it, but first I want to thank the sponsor. It's Lear Capital. You know I work with Lear Capital. It's a trusted name in the world of precious metals investing. I chose Lear to help educate my viewers about the strategic need to own gold. It protects you and I against the enormous financial challenges that we face today and will for years to come. Now, Lear has taught me that hope is not a financial strategy, but owning gold and silver is. So if you don't own gold or silver and you want to, I highly recommend you call my friends at Lear Capital, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. Get their free information, ask them the tough questions. They're great to speak with, and there's no pressure to buy, and ask them about their 24-hour purchase protection that they have as well. And you can also click on the link that's down below and watch the FAQ video that I recorded with Kevin DeMeritt, the founder of Lear Capital, where he answered questions that some of my viewers sent to me. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. All right, 24/7 Wall Street ranked states that manufactured the most firearms produced in-state with the 2022 stats that were released by ATF, which is the latest year's numbers that we have thus far. And they learned that while Hawaii produced a total of 17 firearms in 2022, yes, 17, New Hampshire came in number one with 2.9 million guns manufactured, which is the most by a long shot. I'm sure that SIG had a lot to do with that. Now, only four states produced more than 1 million guns in the 2022 statistics. New Hampshire, followed by Texas, Georgia, and Missouri. Now, this shows that Americans still value our Second Amendment, and it is worth fighting for and voting for. Now, these numbers might leave some saying that they thought it would be higher. I thought so, too, so I looked back 25 years, and check this out. In 1998, New Hampshire only produced 552,012 guns compared to the 2.9 million in 2022. That was good for number four on that list in 98, behind Connecticut with 941,532, New York with 607,187, and Massachusetts with 570,807. What a difference a few elections make. Massachusetts, New York, and Connecticut. The firearms manufacturers have left those communist-controlled states faster than you can shake a stick at. Now remember, the top four all had more than 1 million firearms produced in 2022. Texas came in at number two in 2022, but in 1998, they came in at number 10 with only 75,347 guns produced. Georgia was number three in 2022, but it was number 28 back in 98 with only 1,009 firearms produced. Missouri was good for number four, and I'm sure that my friends at CMMG helped them achieve that number. But they came in at number 36 back in 98 with only 82 firearms produced. Now, some major growth in these states, and that's a good sign, especially when you consider not a single state produced more than 1 million guns in 1998. Again, with Connecticut coming the closest at 941,532. And that's when, I guess, they decided we're going to sue these gun manufacturers to either go out of business or leave our state. Oh yeah, Hawaii. Remember, they had 17 in 2022. Well, they came in deadlocked in a 7-state tie for dead last in 1998 with a total of 0 firearms produced. Who did they tie themselves with? Alaska, Delaware, Mississippi, New Jersey, North Dakota, and Rhode Island all came in with not a one produced in 1998. Now, the Second Amendment, like I said, is worth fighting for and is worth voting for. Remember, almost 10 million gun owners and hunters were not even registered to vote heading into this year's election cycle. Now, we've been doing our best across our industry to change that. And I also want you to know this. This year, 33 U.S. Senate seats are up for grabs. Every single seat in the United States House of Representatives, all 435 of them, are up for grabs this year as well. 11 state governorships are also on the ballot. We, the gun owners, the better yet, we the people can make a huge difference this year. Get out and vote. Bring somebody with you that didn't vote before and challenge 4 of your friends to do the same. The time is now.